This week's topic for the Lumdos and Lollipops is the concept of shechita. Shechita means to slaughter, right? You go to the store, you buy chicken that's in a package, or you buy meat that's in a package. It underwent a proper shechita and other preparations that we need in order to make it kosher. Besides the animal being kosher, the preparations also have to follow the halacha. The reason I call it the topic or the concept of shechita is because what we're going to discuss today is whether shechita is a mitzvah. We're familiar with mitzvot. Whether it's a mitzvah or if it's something else called a matir. A matir. A matir is a permitter. Something that allows us to do something. Okay? So I see a cow. I want to eat the cow. I'm not allowed to eat the cow, even though a cow is a kosher animal, until it has a proper shechita. By doing the shechita, I am now permitted to eat the cow. Okay? So the question is shechita a mitzvah or is it a matir? Now, it's for sure a matir, right? It for sure permits you to eat the animal. It used to be, well, originally taking a bite out of it would be Eiver Minachai. And even after the animal died, if an animal dies without a proper shechita, it's called a nevela. A nevela is a carcass of an animal. Did you hear? You guys mentioned this? Okay. A nevela is a carcass of an animal. You can't eat it. There's nothing you could do. It's gone. There's no way to fix that. And also, another problem is a nevela causes tumah. Oh, that doesn't relate to us so much, but there is something called tumas nevela if a person were trying to eat kachim and as related to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Tumah v'tahara. Okay. So I'm going to read a Rambam for you, and I think it would be open and closed, pretty simple, what the halacha would be. The Rambam is not in your source sheet. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam has a list of 613 mitzvot. Mitzvot Asei Kuf Mem Vav. Now, Mitzvot Asei Kuf Mem Vav. He shetzivanu is that we are commanded, lishchot behema chayev ha'ov, to shecht. A behema is a domesticated animal. A chaya is a wild animal. Va'ov, and a bird. Va'achar ye'achel b'sarim, and afterwards we can eat the meat, the flesh of the animal. V'shelo yihyeh heter ba'achilasam ela b'shechita, and the only way to eat, to have a heter, to eat the food on the animal is with shechita. Okay, there are living beings that you can eat without shechita. Does anybody know what that is? What living moving being? Okay. Well,
just a duck.
A duck would need, no, a duck.
Fish.
Okay. Because fish, there's no shechita on fish. Okay. Shechita just needs to be gathered out of the ocean. We don't shecht the salmon. Okay. But behema chayav of, we do have to shecht. It seems pretty clear from the Rambam that there's a mitzvah. He puts it in the mitzvah asay. In the first mitzvah, in the first halacha of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says the same thing. There's a mitzvah. The truth is that the Ravid is one of the Rishonim who is the Bar Plugta. He's the one who always disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid says, nah, not true. It's not a mitzvah. It's what he calls a lav haba mechlal asei. What does that mean? It means you're not allowed to eat meat that wasn't shechted. Okay? If it wasn't shechted properly, you're not allowed to eat it. But, right? By doing this act of shechita, you're now allowed to eat it. So it's like avoiding a negative commandment. The Ravid says there's no positive commandment to shecht, but by shechting, you're avoiding a negative commandment. Because if you would eat this meat without having shechted it, you would violate a negative commandment. Okay, so it seems that we have a machlokas between Rambam and Ravid as to whether shechita is a mitzvah. According to Rambam, shechita is a mitzvah. According to Ravid, shechita is a matir. It permits eating. You don't have to do it. It permits. By the way, if I asked a random person on the street who never heard of this topic, shechting an animal, mitzvah or matir? Now, I think most of us, logic would dictate that it's a matir, right? Why? Because we're not obligated to eat meat. If I want to eat chicken for dinner tonight, I'm not obligated to eat chicken for dinner, right? If I want to eat it, if I want to eat it, then I have the shecht. But there's no mitzvah to shecht. That's what logic would say. The truth is the Rambam seems to say different. The Rambam seems to say it's a mitzvah. Not everybody understands the Rambam that it's a mitzvah. I'm not going to get into this. Rav Chaim Berlin. There's a yeshiva in Brooklyn named after him. Rav Chaim Berlin. I think he was the son of the Netziv. Okay? And also, actually, Rav Schechter. We're going to get to Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter, we quoted him in the shir about Tkiat Shofar. Rav Schechter quotes B'Shem his Rebbe, in the name of his Rebbe, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, also that he understood the Rambam as maybe, he didn't mean it as a mitzvah proper, but just as something you have to do if you want to avoid the Avera of eating something that's not Shechted. Certainly the simple reading of the Rambam is that it's a mitzvah, that's for sure. Now I want to draw your attention to the source sheet, the page, the side of the source sheet that has the Gemara on it. Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph in Chulin. It's the beginning of the second perek. The Mishnah starts off. We're going to read the first line of the Mishnah, and then we'll jump to the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Hashochet, one who slaughtered echad be'of ushnayim bebehema." Now, if you ever watch a shechita, you would know this, but there are two pipes in the neck of the animal. So you guys know about this, right? Those of you who are starting Mishnah is Chulin. Okay. Right. The Kana and the Veshet. And the halacha is, a kosher shechita is when you sever these pipes. Okay? Okay. Right? You cut the pipes. That's good. The Mishnah says, Hashochet, if one shechted, Echad ba'of, one of those pipes, by a bird, Ushnayim ba'behema, or two by an animal, Shechitaso kashera. Then your shechita is kosher. One by a bird, two by an animal. Verubo shall echad kamohu. Okay? And if you shech the majority of the pipe, that is enough. That's like you shechted the whole thing. Okay? So the Mishnah said a couple of things. Number one, if you shechted, and we'll get to why that is, if you shechted in past tense, you already did it. Okay? One simen, it's called a simen. Okay? Those are the simanim that tell us that the animal was shechted properly. One simen by a bird, two by an animal, the shechit is kosher. And if you shecht the majority of the simen, that counts as shechting the simen. Let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara, and this is bracketed, but it's the beginning of the Gemara, six lines down. Hashochet, one who shechted. The Gemara immediately makes a diuk, an inference. Dieved in. Yes, bidieved. Post facto, after the fact, after you shechted, this is the halacha, lechatchila lo. It sounds like, lechatchila, ideally, it doesn't work. Right? What does the Mishnah say? One who did this, it's kosher. What should you do? Oh, you should maybe do something else. But we're talking about somebody who already did this. He comes to the rabbi and he says, here's my bird. Is the bird kosher? The rabbi looks and says, well, he got one out of two. Okay, fine. You know what? Leave it. It's kosher. The Gemara asks a question. Let's say that's true. That's what it implies. Hashochet implies bidieved. Says the Gemara, shnayim bibehema lechatchila lo. Based on what we just said, it sounds like cutting two simanim from the behema are not ideal. It's not lechatchila. It's bidieved. What does that mean? It's not lechatchila? Ad kama lishchot velezel. How many simanim did you want them to shecht? How many simanim does the behema have? Two. So you shechted two. And that's bidieved? Well, what do you want from the poor guy? Right? He shechted every part. Of course that's lechatchila. How can you say that's bidieved? So the Gemara answers, Ibai Seima, if you want, you can answer, A'echad ba'of. The word hashochet was used because we were talking about the bird. And by the bird, you only bid the eved. After the fact, if you cut one, it's okay. But ideally, you should have cut both. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching. V'ibai Seima, and if you want, you could say, A'rubo shal echad kamo'u. It's going on the other line. That if you shechted the majority of the simen, of the kana or the veshet, if you shechted the majority, it counts as if you shechted that simen. But ideally, you should cut the whole thing. Okay? So, the Mishnah said three halachos. Number one, an oaf, only one simen. A behema, two simanim. If you shechted the majority of the simen, then it's kosher. One by the oaf, according to the first answer of the Gemara, is bidiyavet. Really, you should shech two, but if you did one, it's okay. And the second one is, if you shechted the majority, it's okay bidiyavet, but ideally you should shech the whole thing. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, the one that's underlined, a'echad ba'of koi, it's going back on the line of echad ba'of, the concept of it being not ideal, that really you should have shechted two, but the Mishnah is telling you, post facto, you're allowed to shecht one. Hashochet, delechatchila, ideally, atzrechuha rabbanan. Atzrechuha, that's tzarich, required, rabbanan. Midir rabbanan, from the rabbis. We required you to shecht two, tarvayhu, both of them. Mishum harchaka la avera, to stay away from an avera. Dilma lo asi lemevad ruba dechad. What if you make a mistake, you mess up, you didn't shecht the majority, you thought it was the majority, and shecht the whole thing? In order to avoid mistakes, better to shecht both of them. This way, you're covered. So the rabbis came along and said, better to shecht both of them. According to Rashi, lechatchila, ideally, from Torah law, min ha-Torah, how many do you have to shecht? One. It's only the rabbis that said you have to shecht the second one. And that was only to prevent. That's what the rabbis usually do. Lemigdar milsa, to prevent a problem.
It's not what they're allowed to do.
That's what their job is, to help protect the Doraisas,
really,
the
way,
Torah law.
You learn Tanakh that you're not allowed to act mitzvot, and that the only way they're allowed to add it is to protect it or to
like. That's correct. Okay, so here we go. According to Rashi, min ha-Torah, you need to shecht one, and you only need to shecht one. There's no concept, min ha-Torah, of doing better. And it's only the Rabbanan who came along and said you need a second. Now, I don't have it on the source sheet. There's Tosfot on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, a few blot earlier in Chulin. Tosfot, there's a long, long Tosfot. It goes for most of the page on Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. It goes on to Chaf Bet Amud Aleph. It goes halfway down the page. Tosfot quotes our Gemara without saying anything. And the context in which Tosfot quotes it is that lechatchila, you should shecht two simanim by an oaf. Bidiyevet, you could shecht one, as our Gemara says. The way Tosfot presents it, it sounds like there's a Torah law here. What's the Torah law? The Torah law is also two. Okay? The way Tosfot presents it, not like Rashi. Rashi said, shechting two is lechatchila, because the rabbi said better to do that than to do one and then run the risk of making a mistake. But really, min ha-Torah, you only need to do one. Tosfot implies, and this is how the commentaries, the Mefarshim, the Achronim, quote Tosfot, that Tosfot is saying, min ha-Torah, you should really do two. You should shech two. The problem is, bidiyevet, if a person only did one, then when it comes to an oaf, it's okay. A behema not okay, but an oaf okay. Now here's the clincher. You ready for this? Listen carefully. There's a rule. When it comes to the Tosfot in Masechet Nida, says that there's a difference between a mitzvah and a matir. Remember, we spoke about ishchita, a mitzvah or a matir. Tosfot says, we just spoke about it. There's a concept of doing something lechatchila, the best way, and then there's a concept of doing it bidiyevet, not as good.
Acceptable,
but not ideal. Says Tosfot, that only applies to a mitzvah. Did you do the mitzvah in the best way? Or did you do the mitzvah in an okay way? Was it acceptable? Is it, you should have done better, but you could? Okay. Lechatchila b'dievet applies to a mitzvah. What about a matir? Something that comes just to permit something? Says Tosfot, if it's a matir, it's either good or not. Right? This is really acceptable. Right? It either is or it isn't. You go to the doctor, your throat's hurting you. You take a strep test. You either have strep or you don't. You don't sort of have strep, right? Now, you might have really bad strep, or it might be like, oh, it got really, like, you should have come in 2 days ago, right? It might be really clear or sort of clear, but you either have it or you don't. There's no in-between where you sort of have it, right? Your throat might be red, but you don't have it. That doesn't mean your throat doesn't hurt you, but you don't have it. Or you do have it, but it's one or the other. You can't have both, yeah? You can't sort of have strep. You either do or you don't. When it comes to a matir, it's either good or it's not. So listen carefully. According to Rashi, there's only one level when it comes to an oath, right? We said, min ha-Torah, one siman. You need to shech one siman by an oath, and that's it. There's no such thing as two simanim, at least min ha-Torah, Torah law, right? It's one. You either did it or you didn't do it. You either shechted the animal and you could eat it, or you didn't. There's no better and worse. Why? Because Rashi holds that it's a matir. It permits. The purpose of shechita is to permit the animal. Was there a good shechita or not? It's either yes or no. Is the animal kosher or is it not kosher? Yes or no. Rashi learns that it's a matir. Well, if it's only a matir, it's either good or it's not good. Tosus, on the other hand, Tosus says no. It's possible to have two levels. What are the two levels? The two levels are two simanim. But if you can't do two, then do one. Why does Tosfos say that? Because Tosfos learns that shechita is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, we know there are different levels of doing a mitzvah. You could do a mitzvah the best possible way. You could do a mitzvah acceptable. You could do a mitzvah acceptable after the fact. There are different levels. L'chatchila b'di'eved. So, Rashi, who said that when the Gemara recommends, when the Gemara says that shechting one siman by a bird is bidieved, because ideally, midirabanan, you should shecht both, but min haTorah, there's no need to shecht both. Why? Because shechita is a matir. It comes to permit. If you shechted one siman, it's permitted. You don't have to do anything else. The rabbis were concerned that you would mess up on the one, so they said, why don't you do both? But min haTorah, there's only one, because it's either shechted or it's not. It's a matir. And Tosut says, no. Tosut says, you could do two, and that's l'chatchila. Or you could do one, and that's b'di'eved. How could you have l'chatchila b'di'eved? The answer is because Tosfos learns, like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah or a matir? Machlokes Rambam Ravid? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Okay. Now I want to show you one other place where we could possibly suggest that this machlokes comes up. Okay. Now, by the way, there's one area where shechita is definitely a mitzvah. Can anybody think of a time where performing the act of shechita can definitely be a mitzvah?
Korban.
By a korban. Is that what you're going to say? Okay. By a korban. What's called shechitas kadshim. Okay? We're talking about shechitas chulin. Chulin means mundane, non-holy items. Right? If I want to make a barbecue in my backyard, I take a cow, I shech the cow, I cut up the meat, I put it on the grill, that's chulin. If I... Yeah, obviously, do everything you need to do to make sure that the animal's kosher. If I bring a karban, and I shech the karban, and I put on the mizbeach, that's shechitas kadshim. Now, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ki yirchak mumcha ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem elokech l'asum shmo sham. Okay, you're far away. V'zavachta, and you sacrifice, you slaughter. Mi bekarcha u'mitzoncha, from your bucker, your son, your animals. Asher nasan Hashem lecha, that Hashem gave you, ka'asher tzivisicha, like you were commanded. When were we commanded? If you look at Rashi, v'zavachta ka'asher tzivisicha, lamadnu, this teaches, sheyesh tzivoy bezvicha heach yishchot. There is a specific way that we're supposed to do a shechita. You don't just kill the animal and now eat it. There's a specific halacha. V'hein halachos hilchos shechita shenemru l'moshe mi'sinai. Those are the halachos of shechita that were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. What's the source for hilchos shechita? Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Okay? Now this pasuk is not talking about a karban, because the pasuk ends off, v'achalta b'sharecha, you eat it in your gates, wherever you live in Haifa, you live in Tel Aviv, you eat it, b'chol avas nafshecha. Avat is like taiva. You're looking forward to your piece of your steak. You have a taiva, you have a desire for your steak. You fulfill your desire by eating your steak. Okay. Now, the truth is that the Ramban, if you look at the bottom of the page, the Ramban quotes, the Gemara in Chulin says, Kasher Tzivisicha refers to Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. But the Ramban later on says, Vizavachta, suggests that Vizavachta ka'asher tzivisicha, if you look in the bold words on the right column at the bottom, Vizavachta mi bekorcha mitzoncha ka'asher tzivisicha behiyosam karbanos. When all the shechitas were karbanos, that's how you shechted it, that's how you should shecht it now also. You're allowed to eat basar tava, which means what we eat, we put some meat in our chalent. Okay? That's not a karbon, but we're allowed to eat it. Okay? Skipping a line. Ubilvad, second line from the bottom. Ubilvad sheyu zavuchen kasher tziva mitchila beyosam kulam karbanos. V'zavachta, and you should slaughter kasher tzivisicha like I commanded you. Rashi says, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The Ramban says, like I commanded you when we spoke about the halachos of karbanos. Just like the way you have to do a shechita on a cow when it's a karban, so too the way you have to do a shechita on a cow when it's for your own enjoyment. So we have a machlokas between Rashi and Ramban. One could suggest, potentially, one could suggest, and I saw this also quoted, that the machlokas between Rashi and Ramban is shechita a mitzvah or a matir? Well, what's the source? If it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we could say that it's a matir. We have no way to know. Now, it could be a mitzvah, but we have no reason to believe it's not just a matir. And that would be Rashi. We say this is what's called lishitaso, where you find somebody's opinion following through in other areas. So Rashi and Chulin, we learn that Rashi and Chulin is a matir. And now Rashi and Chumash will suggest he's a matir. Why would the Ramban disagree? Because where do we learn shchitas Chulin from? The Ramban says, from Kachim. Shchitas Kachim is a mitzvah. So the Ramban perhaps could say that the Ramban learns that it's a mitzvah. There are other Rambans which might disagree with this, but at least the Ramban on Chumash right over here might hold that just like Shechitas Kachim is a mitzvah, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, you should shecht it just like you would shecht Kachim, you have to shecht Chulin, because Shechitas, even Shechitas Chulin, which is learned out from Kachim, is also a mitzvah. Now, I just want to, 2 points. So why does it matter whether it's a mitzvah or a matir? So first of all, we suggested that there's no such thing as lechatchila and b'dieved if it's a matir, only if it's a mitzvah. Okay? We make a bracha when we do a shechita. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. That works very well for the Rambam. It works very well for Tosos. Yeah. But how do you understand if it's a matir, why do you need a bracha? And why do you need a birchas hamitzvah specifically? It's a good question. So I'll tell you. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, at the beginning, the Rambam discusses the rules about how he decides what's considered a mitzvah and what gets included in the 613 mitzvos. And there were a lot of commentaries written on his introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, notably the Ramban, the Megillas Esther, the Marganisa Tava, the Leif Sameach, the Kinas Ofrim, all printed over here in my Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, which I picked up off the shelf in the Rosenberg. So in the Ramban mentions this issue, that if you hold that it's only a matir, it doesn't seem to fit. But the Ramban says we find this in other cases. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, and nonetheless we find it. Perhaps he held that it was a different form of a different form of a bracha. There are some who say that he didn't mean that it's a birchas hamitzvah in this case. That the Ramban might have meant that it was some type of shevach, praise to Hashem, a birchat shevach that we thank Hashem that he gives us the opportunity to shecht the meat and then to eat it. Be that as it may, the simple understanding is by making a bracha, we're following the opinion that it's a mitzvah, but there is what to be said that it's still only a matir. One other area where this matters, and with this we'll end, one other area where this matters is there's a halacha. When you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana. Okay? So the halacha is, let's say you inadvertently, let's say you're holding a knife, okay? And you're walking. You know, you're never supposed to point the knife at somebody. So you're holding the knife down, and you're trying to squeeze in through a door, and there's an animal right there, and the animal's neck happens to be like this, and you walk by, and you make a little slit.
He's a kosher, though?
You realize the animal jerks around a little bit, falls down, blood all over the place. You inspect the animal. Turns out it was a good shechita. You check the simanim, and it was a good shechita. You heard this case also?
How is it possible?
This is called misasik. Now, by kudshim, by karbanos, no good. But the halacha is, we paskin in Simen Gimel at the beginning of Yoredeya that shechitas chulin is okay. So if shechitas chulin is okay, now if it's a matir, we could for sure understand. If it's a mitzvah, then it's going to get a little tricky. If it's a mitzvah, then why would it be okay? Okay, maybe a discussion for another time, but shechitas chulin does not need kavana. Again, all of these issues, there are, even the ways we suggested, there are other ways to look at it, but this is the issue. Is shechita a mitzvah or is it a matir? It's a machlokas Rambam Ravid, probably. Not everybody agrees to that either. And maybe it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfot as well. And those are some of the issues, and whether or not it's a mitzvah or a matir will determine, can we have different levels? L'chatchila b'dieved, what are we going to make a bracha? We're not going to make a bracha. What happens if you didn't even intend to shecht it, and you did shecht it? Is the shechita valid, or is it not?